You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Oh, I'm so excited, Brian, because today's episode features another iconic talent.
Oh, who is it?
Guess.
I couldn't possibly.
There are almost 8 billion people in the world. You can't guess one of them?
Can I have a clue?
They're all going to laugh at you.
Excuse me?
They're all going to laugh at you, you bum.
I'm not clear what's happening right now.
I'm giving you clues, you pool room bum.
Why are you so giddy?
That's for me to know and you to find out.
Anyway, this is season 2, episode 6, Coyotes.
I'm Piper Laurie, and you're listening to Around the Sun.
A young boy can barely contain his excitement as his grandmother hands him a newly roasted marshmallow from their campfire in the desert.
And that was how your grandfather proposed to me. Tonight he sweet-talked me into slowing down and spending the rest of my life with him. He told me to close my eyes and open my palm. Then he filled my hand with a fine substance and said it was stardust. If you marry me, Grandpa said, I promise you a lifetime of magic and wonder. Well, my temptation was to say, no, I haven't done everything a single person should do yet. But he was offering me stardust. And who could say no to stardust? So I said yes. And you can imagine my surprise when I opened my eyes to discover I was only holding a handful of sand. Oh, I was enraged. But think of what it represents, he said. It's our foundation. It's the earth we stand on, the stuff that dreams are made of. Ah, he was a sly one, your grandfather, a real coyote. And he would have loved spending this time with you just as much as I do. He wouldn't care that you got suspended from school, just as long as you learned something from it. He would have helped you rein in all that extra energy. He would have helped you to embrace the stillness. Can we try, pal? Pretty please? For Grandma? There. See? There's a lot happening in the stillness, isn't there? The whistle of the wind, crack of the fire, and the hum of the universe. It never gets old. But you can't hear it when you're running around all day. And I guess I used to do the same thing. You'll hear it someday. It's all a journey. Your father couldn't sit in school either. He got suspended too, you know. And if he told you anything to the contrary, he's lying. The schools weren't made for my boys, I guess. But they're the ones that need to change. Schools, not you. You're perfect, just the way you are. So what if they say you move too fast? You learn differently, that's all. Everybody does. In the end, it's good to run outside the pack. Here, have another marshmallow. You're growing. It'll put hair on your chest. Your grandfather, he was the one. He found a way to channel all his energy into stories. That was his passion. Oh, he could tell stories for days. Once he figured that out, he stopped running. And I wouldn't call his stories a handicap either. I'd call them a gift, a blessing even. You'll figure out what to do with your energy someday, but for now, don't worry. You're still learning. Last I checked, that wasn't a crime. Well, I think it's time we turned in. Otherwise, this won't be much of a camp out, more like a camp awake, right? So let's get in our sleepy bags. Trust me. It's not that I don't love spending the time with you. You're my last boy. But the only way we can do this again is to master it. Well, let's try. Tell you another story? I told you 5. That was the deal, remember? One story and then bed. I broke my own rule 4 times. Storytelling is Grandpa's gift, not mine. No, pal. We can't roast any more marshmallows. You act like you've never had them. Like it's the last bag of marshmallows on earth. What's the matter? Why are you crying? What do you mean you're not allowed to have marshmallows at home? Here, take the bag. I just don't understand the point of rewarding conformity instead of celebrating how beautiful you are. You're special. You're unique. And don't let any school district make you feel otherwise just because you have a little trouble sitting still. If our creator wanted all of us to be the same, you would have been manufactured, right? Just ask the old coyote. He's out there laughing at all of this. Of course he's out there. He's always out there, watching how silly we are. Oh, he has nothing to be scared of. He protects us. Who says coyote's bad? Your teacher? I don't think he's bad. Misunderstood, maybe, but not bad. Me? I think he's a little bit of everything. Part hero, part trickster, part foil, just like all of us. What do you mean I didn't tell you any coyote stories tonight? Coyote is part of every story. You just have to listen for it. Fine, I'll tell you one more. But that's it. A campfire without coyote is like the sky without stars. And strangely, without coyote, there would be no stars. Did I ever tell you that story? It's one of my favorites, you know. It's about the night I fell in love with your grandfather. So don't rush it, pal. No, don't rush it. Once upon a time, when I was very young, there was only day and night, nothing in between. And as the stars lay in a blanket, wanting to be hung, I couldn't sleep. I was too jumpy and tense in the pitch blackness that surrounded our camp. And that's when I felt coyotes sneak up while everyone else was sleeping. I couldn't see him, but I could feel him. I felt his energy. And without knowing coyote's intentions, I got nervous when I heard him fling the stars up into the night sky. Whoosh! Millions of them. Whoosh! Millions of them all at once. What's going to happen? I jumped. Would the stars fall back to Earth and shatter? I panicked. But they didn't. Only stardust fell back to Earth. The stars themselves stayed up there and brought me new perspective. Bright stars, dim stars, dead stars. I wasn't afraid anymore. I could see through the dark. I could look into Coyote's eyes for the first time and watch him make the world glow with intrigue, hopes, and dreams. The fire is dying now. The mood is mellow. Chill in the air scatters the embers. And our earthly attention looks to the heavens once more. And I can still feel the stardust beneath my feet. Don't rush it, Bill. Don't rush it. Embrace the stillness. And I'll see you in the morning. I love you. And I love you too.
Around the Sun is written and directed by Brad Forenza. For full credits and more content, please visit aroundthesunpodcast.com. If you enjoyed this episode, remember to like, share, and subscribe.
Just think of all the times you smiled.
You can find us on social media and continue the conversation by using the hashtag AroundTheSunPodcast.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com. The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUFS. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, SUFS celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. SUFS has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com.